It is an odd thing. When people are asked who the most admired business leaders are, they tend to come up with names like Richard Branson or Alan Sugar. Yet very few people in business would choose those names, however widely both of them have appeared on television and thus gained their celebrity. People in business tend to find the idea of business leadership much harder to pin down. It could simply be one of those concepts that are impossible to define or describe, but which, when you come across them, you know exactly what they are. This indefinable quality of business leadership means that there is a whole industry of trying to analyse it in books or on courses. But they tend to be unsuccessful. If it was possible to bottle it and sell it, then there would be many more effective leaders around. And we also know, from observing the business world over the years, that some people who are extremely successful in one company or field are spectacularly out of their depth when they try their hand elsewhere. And people who succeed as senior partner within a collectively motivated partnership often find a transition to a more traditional business environment very hard to pull off. But one thing you do learn from all this is that successful leadership is a deeply personal thing. It is much more about relating to the people around you than it is about implementing a 15-point plan. This is why so much change management fails. Such plans are built around structures. They tend to discourage individual charisma as the means to bring about change. But it is individuality that probably makes leadership work. And books on leadership often reflect this as they pluck a figure from history, most often military history, to exemplify what can be achieved. Bookshelves used to abound in titles like What You Can Learn from the Genghis Khan Leadership Programme. And the more remote the historical battlegrounds and campaigns, the more they could be tinkered with to suit the author's own views. But it is the personal that enables a leader to lead. Authenticity and hence trust are important. And perhaps the finest example was Bill Slim, the general who drove the Japanese out of Burma in the Second World War. He was described as a soldier's general every step of the way. He understood men, was another explanation of his success. And another came from the author of the Flashman books, George MacDonald Fraser, who fought in that campaign. He spoke of what his army had done, he said. It was always you, not even we, and never I. As a result, his troops would follow him anywhere. And that is the central quality of leadership.